In 2019, San Diego Padres relief pitcher Kirby Yates had a breakout season. But 2018 was a breakout season for Kirby's wife, Ashley. Reporter Tal Pinchevsky has the story.
I am new to comedy, so you're probably wondering how a 30-year-old mom decides that she's going to come up here and maybe embarrass herself in front of a bunch of strangers. And the answer to that is my insurance doesn't cover therapy. So here I am.
It's 2018 at an open mic at a comedy club in Tempe, Arizona. Ashley Yates is exploring a longtime curiosity by taking the stage. With a large group of supporters in attendance, her jokes cover a variety of topics and include a liberal sprinkling of F-bombs, sometimes directed at her husband.
If this guy throws laundry next to my hamper, guys, Ted Bundy comes out. I'm like, what the f***? Why is there laundry right here? And he just stares at me. I don't know. So, if you haven't watched Dateline and plotted your husband's murder, are you really married?
What Ashley doesn't mention at all during her routine is that her husband is San Diego Padres all-star closer Kirby Yates.
I think a lot of the married guys with kids would say your wife's probably your most important person in your life.
That's Kirby.
We play 81 road games, so you're gone half the year. You know, they're responsible for everything while you're away. It's not an easy job, and when that's in order and they're very good at it, it makes it very easy for us to go out and do what we need to do to be successful. You know, they are everything. I'm not the only one that would tell you that.
Kirby was a journeyman pitcher who rode the bus with numerous minor league teams. After making it to the major leagues, he played on 4 teams in 3 seasons. At age 31, with a wife, a young daughter, and a second child on the way, Kirby's career hinged on the 2018 baseball season. Then it happened.
We were both asleep, and, you know, I heard her making this noise, and, you know, it wasn't like a snore, it wasn't anything like that, but it was definitely different, something that, you know, that I've never seen before or heard from her doing. I mean, sometimes she makes, like, she'll talk in her sleep randomly. And
I'm supposed to tell people that.
You know, and so, but this time it was a little different just because she was making, like, it was definitely awkward. And I kind of looked over and, like, I nudged her and I was like, hey, Ashley, like, what are you doing? And, like, she kept doing it. And then, so I got up. And our dog was on the bed, and he was sitting up, and, like, he knew something was going on. And so I got up, I flipped on the light, and it was like she was almost, like, her head was turned into the pillow, and she was, you know, I'd never seen anything like that before, so I didn't really know exactly what to do. So I kind of ran over to grab my phone real quick, and I had 911 dialed, and I didn't press send yet, and I was, like, kind of shaking her, like, Ashley, like, are you okay? And she came out of it and kind of looked at me with this puzzled look on her face, like, why am I staring at her and, you know, what's going on? And it's like, hey, are you all right? And she's like, yeah.
The next morning I woke up, I had bit off a good portion of my tongue and had dislocated my jaw. Ironically, we had a lot of appointments already scheduled the next day. So we told our OB that next morning, hey, this is what happened. And she said, yeah, that's a seizure.
Doctors offered anti-seizure medication, but Ashley declined because of the risk to her unborn child. Then 2 big events happened around the same time. First, the Padres traded all-star pitcher Brad Hand, effectively making Kirby the team's closer. Second, Kirby and Ashley's first son, Cove, was born.
About a month after he was born, I had a seizure at my esthetician's office. I drove all the way there, laid down on the table, and I think because I was trying to tell her I was having a seizure, I put my hands around my throat to, like, give her notice or warning, and ended up strangling myself during the seizure. So woke up in a hospital with lovely doctors and estheticians around me and family members.
Ashley was diagnosed with epilepsy. She started a new medication regimen and made a series of lifestyle changes. She also tried something unconventional.
One of my girlfriends, who I'm super close with, actually said, you should go see this psychic, which I thought was super strange because she's a very religious Catholic girl. So I was like, this is odd of you to recommend. But I went. I'm like, what's going to do? You know, can't hurt me.
There was no crystal ball, no candles, just an inconspicuous office at a nearby strip mall.
She had told me that she saw me in July somewhere with a feather in my hat. And for me, you know, everything's related to baseball. So I instantly thought we were getting traded to the Atlanta Braves or the Cleveland Indians. And then she told me that she saw me. She envisioned me with a mic in my hand. So at the time, I didn't really know what that meant.
But Ashley thought about it. A longtime fan of stand-up comedy, she had wanted for some time to take the stage.
I'd always thought that I was capable of doing something like that. That's really the only skill I've ever been told is you can talk a lot and you're funny. So what else is better than going on stage and talking and trying to be funny? Very nerve-wracking the first time. I was definitely not very good the first go around, but by the second and third time, I felt like I was pretty comfortable on stage and had a lot of fun.
Kids, as you guys know, if your mom really up, right? Your emotions get up, your body, and if you're super lucky like me, you also become an epileptic. That's right, my kids gave me seizures, guys. Yeah. So my first.
After performing at a number of open mics near their home in Phoenix, Ashley put aside her stand-up act for the 2019 baseball season. By the end of April, barely a month into the season, Kirby had 14 saves and an ERA of 0.56. By the time he blew his first save of the season on June 23rd, he seemed a lock to finish as the league leader in saves. And the psychic's vision of the feather? Ashley still thought that meant they might be moving.
I had prepared all July for a big move, and then Kirby made the All-Star team, which was in Cleveland this year. So that was a really exciting surprise, and I texted her right after, and I was like, you're crazy, but you're right. We're in Cleveland. We're where you said you were going to be, so... Yeah, she was pretty spot on about a lot of things.
While Kirby enjoyed a career year, Ashley got involved with the Epilepsy Foundation of San Diego. And when the time came to organize an event for the foundation, Ashley had an idea, a comedy fundraiser featuring several area comedians. Ashley decided that she too would perform her act in front of her husband's colleagues and teammates, but the Padres closer offered a warning.
I was, you know, trying to tell her, like, you got to be kind of mindful of what you say. You know, these are people that you see every day, and then, you know, you don't want to say something that you regret.
And I went up on stage and was telling these clean jokes, which is not my style whatsoever. And no one was laughing. So immediately I had to say an inappropriate word to get the crowd going. And then we were fine from there.
Well, everybody's like, dude, your wife's so funny. I guess she is.
I'm cool in the clubhouse now.
That's it for me, guys. Thank you so much.
That story came from reporter Tal Pinchevsky. With spring training getting underway, Ashley Yates doesn't have any immediate plans to return to the stand-up stage, but she has found a new platform for her comedy. She hosts a new podcast with two of her friends. It's called F-Bomb Moms. Only a Game is produced by Jonathan Chang, Martin Kessler, and Gary Wallach. Our technical director is Marquise Neal. Our executive producer is me. I'm Karen Given. Only a Game returns next week. Thanks for listening.